So Early Childhood Ireland is out with new figures that have been compiled by Pubble, which is the organisation that collects data about early years in school age care settings. And regretfully, it shows that there are up to 1,588 children in Donegal on creche waiting lists. I think it's important that I acknowledge that we say up to, because we know in Donegal and across the country, parents are placing their children on more than one list because of the waiting list situation. It's really stark, though, that it's that many children. What Early Childhood Ireland is saying is that one of the reasons why there is a waiting list and there aren't more places for children is to do with poor planning. And we need to see a lot better planning. We know when children are born. But also we have members in Donegal, across the region and across the country, who would be willing to reopen baby rooms or to develop more places, build an extension and so on onto their setting. And the thing that stops them from doing that every single time is staffing. So what we're saying to government is you must address staffing as part of Budget 2027 on Budget Day, so that those members in Donegal can have the confidence to expand, can reduce waiting lists, and most importantly of all, guarantee a right to a place for every child in Donegal.
How difficult is it for the sector in a rural county like Donegal currently?
It's very challenging. Certainly, the staff turnover rate is 16.7%. And Donegal, we wouldn't be tolerating that in our primary or secondary schools. That's very challenging. The increase in waiting lists is very challenging. There are things that the government could do. There are things that happen in other countries quite naturally. The government is committed to two things. One is reducing fees, and of course Early Childhood Ireland is not opposed to that. Parents in Donegal and the rest of the country are paying some of the highest fees in the EU, and the second plan is, you know, to build more capacity. The challenge is, though, how the fees are reduced. If the fees are reduced in a particular way, it will just be the same amount of money going into our member settings in Donegal. Fees will be replaced by subsidies. What we're saying to the government is consider investing in wages. Over time, take over all of the wages within settings in Donegal and elsewhere, and that way fees will fall. We know during COVID, we saw a statistic that 78% of the outgoings of our member settings in Donegal and elsewhere are spent on staff. So if the government invested more in paying those wages, then fees would fall over time. And it's a much more effective way of investing in early years and school age care.
And we look at that headline figure of up to 1,580 children on a waiting list. There are families behind that. What is the consequence for parents with children who remain on that list?
Well, I think Highland Radio would hear every day of the week from parents, and we hear it ourselves, which is, you know, mothers will kind of joke, and it's not funny, saying, well, actually, you know, I sort of told the creche I was expecting another baby before I told my cousin, you know, that people are so concerned about the waiting list that they are making decisions. They're putting children's name down. As I said, they're putting children on multiple lists. So that's the consequence, and it's affecting those children and those families.
And if the submissions aren't implemented or heard by the government, we can expect longer waiting lists to appear?
I think so. And we can expect the staff turnover rate to increase. Providers are extremely reluctant to expand. It's important to say that all of those children are aged under 3 years. So some of them include children who are eligible for the ECHI, the so-called free preschool. So the waiting lists are only going to go up. They have gone up year on year unless the government addresses staffing. All of our members in Donegal tell us every day of the week in Early Childhood Ireland that their biggest challenge, their biggest bugbear, the biggest knot in the stomach that they get every Sunday evening is about staffing. Am I going to get a call about sick leave? Is something else going to happen? I'll have to close a room. So the government knows all of the statistics, all of the numbers. Other countries manage to do it. It's not rocket science. They absolutely need to prioritise all of the staff who are working across our member settings in Donegal.
And just finally, if anyone wanted to find out more information about the submission that's been made, where can they find that?
So it's on our website, earlychildhoodireland.ie, and anybody can see it there and absolutely get in touch with us about any aspect of it.